Hello, welcome to the Diablo and LeCue podcasts. I'm Diablo Rose, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to stay sane when using social media. So I've spoken a little bit in the past about my own kind of struggles with social anxiety and anxiety in general. So I wanted to do a little bit of chat about, initially, the first half of this podcast, about using social media whilst being anxious and all of the triggers and intensity that using social media can do. So basically, there is this whole kind of world on social media where it is people showing off their best bits. And I think it's really important to know that and think about it and just implement that into your brain, the back of your brain, whenever you're using social media. Like, this is their best bit, this is their best bit, this is their best bit. You know, when you're posting pictures online, for me personally, I'll take like 20, 30 odd photos, like selfies, and then choose my favorite one out of those. And, you know, the background of taking those photos of me, like going, photo, 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 ooh, I don't quite like that, like, I'll move my chin up, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, what you actually see online, you don't always see that someone's taken like 50 photos or they've gotten really annoyed because they just can't get a good photo of their hair that day, because it happens, which sounds like the most like shallow things ever, but you know, it's what I do. So just remember, for every one photo you see on social media, there's like 50 odd photos that person posting that might have spent like an hour taking, or might hate the rest of them, or had to change something. Or, you know, if you get those ones where people have, they're like at a restaurant or something and they've got this perfectly laid out table, they probably sit there for 20 minutes rearranging everything to get this beautiful little layout. And, you know, they might be out with friends and they've just been so focused on this photo, this perfect like aesthetic photo, that they've actually missed out on a good conversation with a friend, or they've missed out on actually genuinely seeing what they're looking at. You know what I mean? When you go to events and everything, do you ever notice when people, like I went to Leeds Light Night the other night, and I looked around, I did some filming of it, but I was filming with my phone to the side of me and actually looking at it with my own eyes whilst I was filming. Do you ever notice people when they're at events and they're filming something, but they're watching this amazing thing in front of them through their phone? And whenever I see that, I'm just like, oh God, you're missing out on genuinely looking at it with your own eyes and seeing everything around it and like moving your head and everything. Like, it really frustrates me when I see that. So just remember that, you know, just because people are posting all these gorgeous photos online, or, you know, they're at this amazing event, or, you know, they're on a really great night out, or they're having this amazing dinner, they're still posting about it on social media, so they might actually be missing out on a genuine experience. So just keep that in mind, you know, when you start to see people, you know, they're showing their best bits, or they might have spent a ridiculous amount of time trying to get this perfect shot, that they've actually missed out on their own real life best bits. There is that whole thing on social media, there is a genuine thing called social media pressure and social media anxiety. And basically, it's about people scrolling through their feeds and constantly being bombarded with people's best bits and then questioning themselves, which, you know, it's really easy to do. And I'm very guilty of it. And that's why I have a lot of anxiety kind of issues, is through mindless scrolling, which is what I call it, basically. So I actually have to constantly remind myself, like, don't mindless scroll, no mindless scrolling. No mindless scrolling. So by that I mean, you know, most people's routines, they might wake up, they'll have a little mindless scroll through their social media, and I still do it. I check my own page and overnight kind of stuff that's been going on, and then I'll be like, oh, just see what anyone else is doing. You know, so I'm not coming from this from like, oh, I'm so high and mighty. I do it too. You know, so you might check your social media in the morning before you kind of get out of bed. You might check it on your commute to work, at your lunch hour, when you have a break. You'll check it, you know, when you're waiting for your dinner to be ready. You'll check it when you go to bed. It's what everybody does. That's why social media is a great tool for helping promote yourself or your brand or your products, because people are constantly on it. So it's a good thing, but from a personal point of view, it can also be quite triggering and quite kind of anxiety wracking, because if you think, you know, when you're mindlessly scrolling, you're just scrolling through, and you know if you're not particularly like looking for something, you're just going through your feed until you've kind of reached where you last left off. If you're just going through it, you might your visual and your kind of your mental health is kind of constantly like, they're doing that, they're doing that, oh, that's, they're doing that. So if you do have anxiety, or if you are particularly triggered by certain things, you know, this can be like not feeling like you're able to afford like travel, or you haven't been on holiday that year, or, you know, if you're not in a relationship and you see loads of people who are like, you know, oh, out for dinner, out for date night, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's loads of different things that people can get personally kind of anxious and triggered by. So if you think that's the kind of stuff that people post online because, you know, again, they're showing their best bits. People aren't taking photos of them nipping down to Asda to get some loo roll. It's just not really something that people do. They are going to, out of their entire day, so this is a 24-hour day, they're going to show their best bits. They're not going to show their normal life. And, you know, they might even share something that didn't massively happen. So it's very easy to make something look like you're having the best day ever, but behind the scenes, you have no idea what's going on with someone's life. I've learned a lot about that since, like, I felt that I was lying a little bit online, because obviously I've kind of had social anxiety for years now, but I've never really talked about it until fairly recently. And I think some of the stuff that kind of really bothered me about having anxiety is that I was like, I'm living this lie. I'm being made anxious by seeing people's best bits, but I'm one of those people that might be triggering someone. You know what I mean? So I had this real, like, I had like anxiety about having anxiety, basically, and not talking about having anxiety, which I'm sure a lot of people might relate to. You know, so I've tried to be more honest about my own social media life, and my own personal life alongside that, in the hopes that, you know, I'm not adding to someone's anxiety and triggering pressures when they're scrolling through my feed, as well as their whole, you know, users that they follow as well. So yeah, I think it's just important to remember that, like I said, what you're seeing online is everyone's best bits. What is also kind of true as well, and what I just kind of briefly touched upon, is that when you are using social media personally for your own page or your business or your brand or anything, it's really easy to get into that trap of being like, oh, well, I need to show my best bits, or, you know, I haven't done anything today, so should I, like, you know, build something up, or, yeah, you know, it's easy to get into that trap as well. It's even easy to be on both sides of the coin. So I think basically what I'm trying to say is, from a using social media from a personal point of view and mindlessly scrolling, number one, try not to do it. And then, you know, when you are seeing people or you start to feel a little bit triggered, just remember, you know, literally close Instagram, close Facebook, move away from it. If you start to doubt yourself, you start to feel bad about yourself or question what you're doing in your own life, just put the phone down, put the laptop down, and go and do something else. Go have a nice bath, read a book, watch a TV show that you love, do some crafts or something. Just don't allow yourself to get kind of sucked into that world of doubting yourself, because, you know, you're on your own journey, you're on your own path, you're doing your own thing. Sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have a shit day. And, you know, mindlessly scrolling through social media probably won't help those crap days, because you will be triggered. It's true. So yeah, just kind of use social media with a pinch of salt, really. And if you are feeling triggered, please just take a break. if you are following accounts that you're starting to get a bit annoyed with, or you know that they're triggering, if they're like traveling the world or something and you're like, oh, I wish I was on holiday, or why haven't I earned enough to be doing that? You know, all the different sorts of thoughts you can have that will kind of snowball from one picture of someone else's life. If you find yourself repeatedly feeling that way each time you see one of their new posts, then just unfollow them. it can feel very dramatic to be like, unfollow, but you have to, you know, have a little bit of kind of, you know, self-awareness with your own mental health, and your mental health should take priority over feeling a little bit awkward that you might unfollow someone online. If they're a stranger, they'll probably never know, you know, and if they do, it doesn't matter, because your mental health takes priority. It really does. So there's a lot of people that I know that, you know, they continue to be friends with someone or continue to follow someone because they're like, you know, if they keep getting annoyed with them, I'm like, why don't you just delete them or hide them or unfollow them? I'm like, oh, I can't do that, because then they'd know. And it's like, I get it. I totally get it, because, you know, pressing that unfollow button can feel like really dramatic, but at the same time you need to remember that they might not be thinking necessarily about you all the time. If you think about, you know, if you've been unfollowed, you probably wouldn't even know. If you think about it from the other way around, what you can do on Facebook as well, which is a pretty good system I think, is that you can hide a certain person. You can hide a certain page or event for about 30 days, I think you can do at a time. So if you see one particular post, if you do the little three dots, I think they're in the top right-hand corner of that particular post, if you click on that, it brings up a bunch of different options, basically, and that hide this user or unfollow or, you know, those kind of options come up. So if you feel like you don't want to do the whole unfollow, unfriend thing, then feel free to hide that particular person or event or anything, and just, you know, take a little step in your own mental health and just, you know, give yourself a break from that particular thing. And then in 30 days, you know, you might feel better about that thing that might make you anxious about them. You might not, and you can just hide them again, but they won't know, basically. You know, if you don't comment on their stuff already, then they won't know that you're hidden at all. Like, Facebook won't tell them. So just take a little bit of kind of a mental health step, and just basically make sure you're taking care of yourself when using social media as well. From a kind of business and brand and influencer point of view, what you want to do maybe is, you know, you do your general posts and you build your community and use social media for your brand, for your business. You know, don't think you need to constantly compare yourself to a competitor, for example, or someone doing a really similar thing to you. It's much healthier in both a mental health and mindset point of view, and from a kind of, I suppose, motivational point of view, to just follow those accounts that boost you. So if you're following an account that's really similar to you and you keep being like, oh, they're doing this, they're getting this, they're getting this, you know, try not to look at it from that point of view. It's much healthier, basically, to look at another account and be like, oh, they're nailing it, they're doing awesome, like, what can I do that they're doing? How can I kind of build what they've been able to build? So it's changing your mindset slightly from the negative to the positive, which is, you know, we are kind of default programmed to think negatively, unfortunately. So sometimes, you know, if you do find a page that's really, you know, it's more within your kind of niche, and you instantly think, oh, jealous, like, they're doing awesome, like, why am I not, you know, getting that many likes or followers or sales? What are they doing that I'm not? Like, do I suck? Should I not bother doing this? We want to scrap that thought process. We want to look at their account and be like, well done for them. They're nailing it. You know, they might be a one woman band who are independent business and they're killing it. Awesome for them. You know, be a cheerleader. It's okay to be like, you're doing great. Congratulations. And then look at it and be like, okay,
what can I do that they're kind of kicking ass at? How can I kind of bring their ideas into my own little niche? Obviously, I'm not saying just copy what they're doing. because, you know, you want to build your own brand, but you can definitely get inspired and motivated by seeing someone else killing it as well. We don't have to just be jealous and think, oh, why am I not getting that? Just look at their account and be like, okay, what can I do? You know, do your little spider diagrams that we've got in lesson, I think it's 1 and 2 of the Social Media Academy, my own Diablo Rose Social Media Academy. We can reevaluate our goals. We can look at, you know, our posting schedule. We can reevaluate that. We can look at our community kind of following. How can we use hashtags? How can we use my live and my stories to really encourage more of that community? So, you know, within the Diablo Rose Social Media Academy, obviously I'm giving you all of the tools that you need, all of the skills, the strategy, the techniques, all of the different things you can use. And I've tried to really create this Social Media Academy from a positive point of view, from a place that's like, okay, this is what you need to do. I'm going to help you with the worksheets that come with lesson 1 to 4 to personalize it to your own account. And within it as well, so within lesson 1, I talk about this in a lot more detail, and it's the whole circle of success. So as a side note, lesson 1 is £1. So if you want to learn more about this, it's £1. So it's a bargain, basically, for the information. So yeah, I talk a little bit about the circle of success. So within that, basically, social media and building your following and, you know, your likes and your reach and everything to do with that and your content is a never-ending circle. So it's not like you're ever gonna, you know, do your pretty picture and keep doing the same thing over and over again. You're going to encourage, you're going to put your great content online. You're going to do everything you can to encourage likes and comments. Then you're going to increase your follower base, which will then hopefully build to collaboration, sponsorship, more sales if you run your own business. And then basically you're going to come back round again to great content. So within that, basically, it's about constantly evolving, constantly seeing what you can do next. You're going to take the initial technique and skills and, you know, tips and tricks, and then constantly evolve them. So yeah, within the social media, it is literally about doing everything you can and then taking that next step. So that can relate as well to staying sane on social media. It's not about comparing yourself to anyone else. You are on your own little journey. You are on your own circle of success. So rather than having, like I said, built in that kind of negative when you're scrolling through social media, try and think, okay, they're doing that. What can I do to help get myself to their point? And basically, you know, within the planners that you get, it's about using all the information, implementing it to your own personal kind of journey on social media, as corny as that sounds. So it's perfectly fine to reevaluate that. And if you're not quite getting the results you want, maybe you need to change it up a little bit. It's all about being a little bit more, I suppose, aware on social media and having your eyes a little bit more open rather than just kind of, like I said, mindlessly scrolling, negatively comparing yourself, focusing too much on the stats, so too much on the likes and the comments. You know, you're on your own journey. If you've got another account that keeps kind of, you know, kind of making you question yourself, just remember, you know, they've done exactly the same work that you might be doing, but they might just be a couple of, like, a year ahead of you. So within a year, you might be doing as awesome as they are at that point. So yeah, I think it, like I said, it is literally about using social media on both a personal and a business and an influencer kind of level, but being a little bit more woke about it all, making sure that you remember what you want to do, your goals, your individual goals that you are setting for yourself, so that's, you know, the followers that you want to get, the likes you want to get, the sales you want to get from your account. Make sure you remember that like I said, you're on that journey. And if you see other people who might trigger self-doubt within your own kind of social media use and your own brand or anything, then try and switch that to the positive. Remember that, you know, you're the one that knows your brand the best. You're the one that knows what you're capable of the most and what can motivate you and inspire you. And, you know, what makes you want to find your passion about what you're doing on social media within your brand or your business or your services. So just keep that in mind rather than comparing yourself too much to what everyone else is doing, being triggered by what everyone else is doing. Like I said, it's their best bits, but you need to focus on your real life and what you are able to do on social media. So basically, I also wanted to talk about a couple of top tips that you can do to kind of stay sane on social media. So within Facebook and Instagram, you can actually kind of schedule posts. Within Instagram, it's called drafts, basically, rather than scheduling. Facebook's really easy to schedule something, so you would go and write your post as usual, and rather than click publish now, if you click on the little arrow that's basically next to publish now, it'll bring down schedule or back date. So you can schedule things for the future. One thing I wanted to talk about was basically, especially staying sane on social media and, you know, maybe being a little bit anxious or under a lot of pressure to, you know, make this an intense success. It's what I want to talk about is being a salesperson for yourself, your brand, your business or services, but actually kind of hating sales deep down. I know I have this, basically. I hate asking for money. I hate asking, you know, it's that anxiety kind of thing and that whole awkwardness of just being like, hey, I made this. Do you want to buy it? it's something that doesn't come naturally to me. Some people are awesome salespeople and they're just like, hey, I made this. It's awesome. Buy it. And I'm kind of a bit like, I hope you like it. You could buy it if you want, or if you don't, it's fine. So I think I wanted to talk a little bit about, I suppose, like scheduling things and being a salesperson online, but hating being a salesperson online. So what I personally do when I have a new product on my Diablo Rose shop, when I have the Diablo Rose Social Media Academy, when I'm trying to promote that, or the vintage hair makeup ebooks and everything, I will sit down when you finish this product, you know, you're at this like little high where you're like, God, I did it. I finished this. Like, it's cute. I love it. I'm happy with it. Okay, now what the hell do I do with it? When I'm in that kind of mindset and I'm like, yeah, I did it, like I nailed it, I'll sit down and I'll go on my Facebook and Instagram and I'll write a bunch of posts about it when I'm at my most kind of like passionate and, you know, when I'm at my most, yeah, I did it, like look at me doing things. I'll write a few posts and, you know, then I'm at my most kind of positive, like, yeah, but I think people are gonna like this, it's cool. I'll do my promotion stuff, I'll add a cute picture, I'll do my leading captions, everything you learn in the Social Media Academy. And then I'll schedule a bunch for the next few weeks, or I'll make like 10 drafts for my Instagram account. And I'll save them all and I'll schedule them in on Facebook for certain dates and, you know, at my ideal posting times and everything, and then I'll have them ready to go on my Instagram account too, and then they are just there. Obviously, if you're scheduling on Facebook, once they're scheduled, you can go in and edit them, but, you know, they're done, you don't have to think about them, so you don't have to be like, oh, I really need to promote this today, like, oh, I really should, I don't really want to, is this the right time, should I have done more? If you've just scheduled them in, then you've kind of ripped the band-aid off and you're like, okay, fine, that's done. That's going to come out of the next month and I don't have to think about it. I don't have to make myself awkward about it. I don't have to put too much pressure on myself to force myself to do those salesy kind of posts. And then on Instagram, they're just ready to go. So I won't even have to really think about it. I won't have to read it back. The caption that I've put on, I'll just be like, okay, it's
whatever time in the morning or night, my posting times, and I'll be like, okay, just boop, pop that on, and it's done. Like I said, it's like ripping off a band-aid. So I would genuinely recommend, if you find promoting yourself difficult, and you kind of feel like you're forcing yourself a little bit to do those promotional posts, then schedule them in, draft them in when you're feeling at your most kind of positive and proactive and your most kind of badass. You know, sometimes those things don't come easy, and you can have self-doubt, obviously, when you finish things and you're like, oh, is anyone going to want this? Is anyone going to buy it? A good thing to remember as well, I've heard this loads of times recently, it takes like 6 or 7 times of telling someone about something before they actually kind of remember it and recall it or click that buy button. And I know that sounds a little bit mental and a bit like, oh God, I have to do like 18 posts before someone will buy one thing. But it's basically the psychology. And if you think about it as well, just because you're posting one thing on your social media accounts, this is like Facebook or Instagram, it doesn't mean that that one person is always going to see it because of the algorithms. Because of their general life, they might be away for a couple of days. They might, you know, their phone might be broken. They might be having a social media break themselves. So you kind of need to change your mindset a little bit of being like, well, aren't my followers going to get sick of being told the same thing? Because of the algorithms and posting times and the fast-moving pace of social media, not every single person that follows you sees the all of your posts, basically. So if you think if you've posted 6 times about one thing, the likelihood of one individual user seeing that post might be like twice. Like I said, because of the nature of a fast-moving pace, they might be following loads of accounts. They might be following, you know, like thousands of feeds. So the likelihood of you always, you know, hitting their feed top, it's a little slimmer. And like I said, they might be on holiday, they might be at work, blah, blah. So yeah, it's kind of an important thing to note, like when you are scheduling things or when you are trying to promote yourselves or your merchandise or your business or a blog post, just because the way social media works, sometimes you do need to do multiple posts on the same topic. Don't feel bad about doing that. Don't feel like you're going to bore people from doing that, because like I said, the way algorithms work, they don't always see every single thing you post, which, you know, within the Social Media Academy, we go into other ways that you can promote as well. So that's using stories, it's using lives, it's using videos to promote things, it's changing up your content to try and hit all those bases to ensure that your products or your services or whatever get through at some point. So yeah, we go into all of that within lesson 3, I think, within Ready, Set, Engage. There's all the different things that you can do to promote yourself and your brand and your business, in all the different methods that you can employ using social media to help increase those. So just remember, everything that you're doing, like I said, sometimes it takes several posts before someone clicks buy or before someone clicks like read your blog post, etc. So, you know, don't feel bad about doing multiple posts. Obviously, change up the wording, change up the content, like the image or anything. Don't just post the same thing 7 times. You need to mix it up and keep it fresh. But just remember, it's okay to promote yourself online. People aren't going to get sick of saying seeing the same thing, because they won't always see the same thing. So like I said, it's that scheduling of things, creating the posts in advance when you're feeling in that really kind of positive, proactive kind of mood. Grab that by the horns and just sit down and be like, okay, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling motivated, let's do 10 posts about a particular kind of thing, mix it up, do different, you know, share little different tidbits of information, share different photos of whatever you're trying to promote. You know, if, like, for example, with my ebooks and stuff, I'll choose a different chapter, I'll choose a different tutorial each time, but you're still promoting that one thing, if that makes sense. So just grab that by the horns, use scheduling, use drafts to their advantage, and rip that band-aid off, create those posts, and then it's slightly easier and more comfortable if you're anxious or worried about being a salesperson for your own merchandise, your own brand, but hating being a salesperson, just sit down, schedule those in, and then you don't have to think about it as much. You don't have to worry too much about doing that. So one other thing I'd like to cover basically is it can be really anxiety wreaking to use stories and go live and do those very, I suppose they feel a little bit more bare and put yourself out in the world through social media. Obviously you've got your main feed and you'll do your picture or your video, and you know, you'll have your little caption and you just put that on and it's fine. It's a little bit more like, oh, that's where it's meant to be. When using stories and going live, that feels like a slightly more, what's the word, like naked way of doing things. So when you're doing stories, sometimes you're like, oh, what do I even say? Like, do people even care? When you're doing a live, you don't know how many people are going to actually watch it. You don't know if you're just going to be sit there with like one person watching who doesn't comment and you're like, what do I talk about? It's scary. I get really scared doing it. I personally, I know for a fact I need to use stories more, and I'm genuinely trying to force myself to do that because it gives me loads of anxiety to just be like, hi, what do you say? You know, I'm forcing myself more to do these podcasts and the mini motivators, which are alongside the Diablo and the Q stuff. But the more I do it, the more comfortable I get. The first podcast I properly did talking about my anxiety, I was freaking out for like, well, about 4 weeks before I even recorded it. And, you know, once I actually did it and put it out there, I was like, oh God, like, now what do I do with it? Like, oh God, I have to put it online. What if no one listens to it? What if no one likes it? What if no one, it doesn't reach anyone? I get the anxiety that comes with putting yourself out there, especially from a more personal point of view and a behind the scenes kind of view. I get it. I am with you. I'm here. I feel you on that. But sometimes once you realize the advantages that comes with it, then sometimes, for me anyway, it feels a little bit easy because you're like, I know this is scary. I know this is really triggering for my own anxiety, but the results can be so much better. So with stories and lives, especially if you know, if you are like a crafter or something, or you are a traveling showgirl and you know, sharing your kind of journeys to stuff, like literally I physically mean journeys, like travel, and sharing behind the scenes thing, even if it's from a really honest point of view, being like, oh, I designed this new like pin or something, like, what do you think? Should I change the color? Should, you know, do you like it? Should I do something else? Being honest about that kind of stuff is totally fun because it helps build that community. It helps people get to know you on a more personal level. I speak about it in the Social Media Academy. When you're a brand, you know, you don't just need to be a brand. You don't need to be that kind of staunch, like, this is, you know, if you imagine like the big brands and everything, you don't really see like the CEO or, you know, people that are in the factories like doing the work and everything, because they're like that like big kind of corporate brand. If you're an independent maker or crafter or influencer or everything, people want to see you. They want to see the personality behind it. And, you know, it helps build that relatability. It helps build that more like loyalty when they're like, hey, I like this person. I want to support them. Like, they're doing their thing and, you know, they're sharing their doubts. They're sharing their insecurities. They're sharing their positive moments. They're sharing, you know, their wins, and they're sharing, you know, what they're really thinking. And I think that genuinely helps build community, which again is it's one of the things you need to kind of focus the most on. You can have tons and tons of followers, but it's that genuine, like-minded community at the core. They are the valuable followers that you want. They're the ones that are gonna read your blog posts every time. They're gonna comment every time. They're going to go and buy your merchandise. They're gonna come to your events and meetups and tours and everything. That's what you want to focus on. So when you do stories and lives and everything on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and everything, people really get to see you, and you know, you're pretty awesome. So why not share that with the world? Even if you
you know, it's that whole social media anxiety as well. If you're thinking, well, no one wants to see what I'm doing, even if it's the more real life stuff, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm just doing my stories here and I'm like branching, blah, blah. You don't have to think of stuff, like really amazing things to put on your stories and your lives, because basically you want to keep your main feed as your beautiful, aesthetic, gorgeous, awesome, killer content. And then your stories and your lives, they don't go on your main feed. So even if they, you know, you're not super dolled up or you're just at work and you're grafting and you want to show people what you're working on, it's totally fine because it's not going to mess with your aesthetic. You know, it's not going to, it's just there for 24 hours with stories and lives, and then they're gone again. And you can do stories highlights to, you know, help promote the main things that you do. But don't worry if they're not perfect, basically, is what I'm saying. They don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be your best bits. They can be your honest moments. They can be funny stuff. They can just be silly things where you just, like, you know, saw a dog that you met. But it's just showing your personality, showing who is that real person behind things. And that, again, it helps build community. It helps build that like-minded follower that are obsessed with everything you do. They want to be your mate. They want to just connect with you. And, you know, they're more likely to be the ones that support you in whatever endeavors that you want to do. So, you know, it's scary, but it is genuinely worth it. And you are totally worth it. Showing yourself as well. You know, so basically I'll wrap up this podcast just by saying social media is awesome for what you're able to do about things. You're able to connect worldwide with people that you might not ordinarily connect with. You can meet awesome people that love your stuff and vice versa. You can find people online that are just like, oh my god, you're awesome, like, you inspire me so much, which you probably wouldn't, you know, unless they live in your immediate area, you wouldn't have met these people. So social media is awesome, and it's awesome for networking, for building your brand, for sales. It's awesome, but it also has a really kind of self-doubting negative side as well. So what I want you to remember going forwards is that, you know, don't mindlessly scroll. Remember to take care of your own mental health. Prioritize yourself over what anyone else is doing. Basically, you're on your journey, they're on their journey. Remember that, you know, everyone's living their own kind of lives. They're putting their best bits online. You know, some people are super honest and they're just like, yeah, I'm at Tesco's. But, you know, most people put on their best bits. So just remember to take everything with a pinch of salt. And if you feel like your anxiety is getting triggered, or, you know, you feel that social media anxiety and social media pressure, take a break. Step away from it. Do something else that makes you feel good about your life, yourself, and remember what you love about what's going on in your own life, rather than negatively comparing yourself to anyone else. Use the scheduling. Use those tools to help yourself live your own full life outside of social media, but still use it for all the advantages that is available on there. And if, you know, basically don't focus too much on the stats. Don't focus on trying to make out that you're living this incredible life, and kind of forcing yourself to create these circumstances or events or anything. Step back. Remember, you're doing awesome just as you are, even if you've not done anything particularly exciting today. For me, I've put on a little bit of slap, a bit of makeup today. I'm recording this podcast, which is going to go on tonight. And then I'm going to do some general work with my Diablo Rose shop. I've got some products that I need to list online. I'm going to do a bit of motivation kind of seeking today as well. I feel like I'm like on a good day today where I'm like, okay, let's like do some research. Let's get some motivation. Let's look at what else I can do online. I'm going to look at enamel pins and everything. All that is like exciting for what I'm doing, but on a social media point of view, it's like, well, probably no one cares what I'm doing. I'm not particularly dressed up. I've brushed my hair, but I've not done anything cute with it. So, you know, it's definitely not a particularly like Diablo Rose selfie day for my main feed, but I am going to force myself today to do some stories. I'm going to force myself to chat through stories and share what I'm generally doing, even though it's not massively exciting, but I'm setting myself a challenge today. So I'm going to set you a challenge too. If you've just listened to this podcast, I want you to spend the next maybe few days just thinking, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a stories feed today. That's what I'm going to do. Doesn't have to be crazy extravagant. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just share something about what you are doing. And this is for a independent business, a brand, event or anything, kind of point of view, a social media using kind of view. So if you want to promote your little pinup world, then, you know, share some stuff that you're doing today, even if it's unpinned pinup. Just share a little bit about yourself. You know, say an interesting fact about yourself, say a little kooky story or something. But I want you to kind of not force yourself, but just put yourself out there. And honestly, the more you start doing that, the more comfortable you'll feel doing that. You'll break down the whole like social media pressure for yourself down a little bit, where you don't have to be perfect all the time. Stories and lives are there for you to explore and kind of try things out and test the waters, see what your customers or your followers respond to. It's only there for 24 hours and then it's gone. So it's a good way to kind of, you know, test yourself a little bit, test what you're able to do on there. And I think if you approach that in a more like positive, like, okay, yeah, why the hell not? It doesn't hurt. No one's ever going to message you and be like, that was boring. It's not going to happen. They're just going to scroll through. You're not going to know. So yeah, put yourself out there. You can do this. Keep positive online, change your mindset, and just remember you are a badass exactly as you are. Whether you've got no hair and makeup on today or whether you're full glam, awesome. Live your life and don't worry about what anyone else is doing, because you're doing awesome just as you are, whatever you're doing. So yeah, this has been Diablo Rose for DiabloandLaQ.com. A little bit about how you can stay sane on social media and fight the anxiety and pressures that come along with that. So thank you so much for listening. Remember, if you want to find out more, go to DiabloandLaQ.com. And you can download the Social Media Academy too, if you'd like to know a little bit more about using social media in a genuinely positive and proactive way. So thank you for listening. Bye.